Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to trust only yourself for discernment of truth. Our guest today is Vicki Dodd, and she's author of Healing Through Sound, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your natural health, your mind, your body, your spirit questions later on in the show. Let's get right to our guest, though. We have with us Vicki Dodd, and she's author of Healing Through Sound. Now, Vicki is a sound healing therapist. She's a body worker, workshop leader, musician, and a pioneer in sound healing. Sounds like somebody I want to know. Welcome, Vicki. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, sound is really a very interesting thing. I know that your subtitle of your book is Awakening Your Audible Body. I have to tell you that I don't think everybody's the same with sound because, you know, when they start playing those crystal bowls, you know, if they do it the regular way that they usually do it, it's like chalk on a chalkboard with me. But if they do it backwards, I'm like in heaven. So sound is really, really a little crazy, right? So can you tell us about the seeds of sound and why it is an evolutionary possibility?
About the seeds of sound and why it is an evolutionary possibility. Well, the seeds of sound, sound, I think, for all people has been one of the oldest forms of our awakenings, our rituals, our connection. I don't know anyone that doesn't, even if they say that they can't, doesn't like to sing, likes to, pat their feet, listen to a tune. Music has always been one of the major parts of all healing systems in every culture. Rhythm, sound, song, movement, after a while, to me, they all actually mean the same thing. They're all related. They all sleep together. And I think that it's innate in us. You know, it began with the heartbeat, you know, that first rhythm, da-dum, ba-dum, 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 you know, and we started in training to that. And those that could hear more would listen to the birds and they'd listen to the wind. And I think that we've always known that that would be the place that would bring us home somehow or another. I don't know if I'm making any sense there. Or if I'm answering your question of the seeds of sound.
I think you're doing a great job. I mean, you know, sound is vibrations, you know, and I had a friend of mine, you know, I've been around for a long time. I'll be 75 this week, I guess. I think it's coming. But anyway, and I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, so I'm very much aware of all these different kinds of frequencies and energies that are around us. And sound is one of that energy that it can not only, it permeates the body. It can go through the body. It can hit every cell. If you do different kinds of sounds with different kinds of colors at certain frequencies, it can help heal disease. You know, and so we've been using sound, I think, as you're right, you know, from almost the beginning of time, if not the beginning of time, because that, whether it's a big bang or God saying, oop, there you are. There's a sound coming there, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that incorporating sound is really great, and I think that they've done a lot of studies, you know, on music, for example, and they found this was back in the in my hippie days, they were doing these things. And in the 60s and 70s, and well, 60s, I guess. And they did a study, and they put some plants in a room, and they played it, classical music, and the plants thrived. And then when they played the hard rock music, the plants died. And then when they played country music, it didn't do anything. So, we don't understand that, the sound, there's a lot of sound pollution out there, and there's all sorts of stuff. But I like your book because it really explains what sound's all about. It's the intrinsic or the inside, looking at sound from the inside out. Most people look at sound from the outside in. How is it affecting us? It's outside of us. And you're saying no. We have pieces of sound in us, and that we are all attuned in one nature. I think that's what I'm getting from your book.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about what you were saying there. Inside out, I love that. Basically, I'm all over the place here.
Me too. Don't worry about it. This is what this show's all about. whatever is supposed to come out, comes out. I love it. I don't even plan the show half the time. I just say, okay, let's do it. But,
one thing reminds me of another. I went back to the 60s. I'm a bit older than you, but of the same realm there. And that was what was, thank goodness. I'm so grateful on the age I am, so grateful that I was a part of, another time of awakenings, and where we were just able to really explore without it needing to be proven.
Right.
That we were able to, let's just go into our own laboratories and listen, Let's go out to the woods and just listen. Let us just learn to listen and... what am I, how does that affect me? So we were our own laboratories there from the very beginning, some of us, and because we didn't have all this proof or ability to find the proof. And actually, I kind of grateful that we didn't. I'm so grateful that I had that time, knowing that I needed to study my laboratory, not have, how does my thinking affect me? How does it affect how I am in relationship with others? How does it affect my health, and not just something that someone was going to tell me that it affects my health.
Well, I understand that one. The truth is when you're doing self-discovery and you're honest with yourself and you're not using judgment, but you're using discernment on what's right for you, that is the biggest teller of truth. And what happens is science isn't truth anymore. I was married to a biochemist who left the industry because they were falsifying records. This is back in the 70s. So, all this thing about science, if they don't include spirituality in science, it's absolutely useless because...
What does that say in follow the money? Especially in science, I'm sorry,
right.
But
exactly.
Who's funding it? Who needs those particular? So we need to, so we are fortunate. Some of us are absolutely so fortunate because we actually say, I'm going to take the time. I have the time. I can do this. I'm going to study my own laboratory. I'm going to be in my own laboratory. I'm even going to get groups together, and they're going to be in their laboratory. Then we're going to exchange information. We're going to start finding where... How are we similar? I see blue, you see green. They're both right, you and I are all, we're very connected here, and so I'm all over.
Well,
I'll try to stay on some question here.
That's okay. We're going where we're going. I own the network and I own the show, so we could do whatever we want, whenever we want. Follow the money, right?
There you go.
When I first talked to you yesterday, actually, you had called in, and I actually answered the phone. And when I got off the phone, I got this vibration through me, which, of course, you're into sound, so I would get that. But I kept getting this, like, overwhelming thought that she's the grandmother of sound. She's the grandmother of sound. And that, you know, you talk about other grandmas in there, and but you are now here at this particular time to open up the eyes of the people, because people are now walking away just like they did in the 50s, you know, when they went towards the 60s. These people are now walking away from all of this, and they're looking for absolute truths. And what you're telling us is that you're not just telling us, okay, you're finding out from yourself. What you're telling us, too, is how to look at the background of sound and how it's not just the front and center. It's not just right now is what's important. It's what happened in the back and how it, you know, grew, so that we understand that we're growing as well with it. But if you don't know the past, yeah, I don't say live in the past, but if you don't know the past and you don't understand how that flow goes, it limits your understanding of the future, right? Don't you think?
Well, I think I need to know what I'm standing on. I need to know all those people and all the parts of the earth that came before me. I need to know what I'm made of. And, yeah, because there's some honoring in that. But I need to know what is my foundation. You know, because basically whatever I am growing from is going to shape my future. And so I think it's very important to spend, that's why I think I wasn't so popular with my teaching, because I insisted that we go into our own laboratories for a long time and listen to what shapes us instead of how to shape someone else.
You know, I got to tell you, I think it's the same way. When people say, can you teach me how to be psychic? And I say, I can't, you know, and there's no teaching here. It's, you have to go into yourself and find your path, because every path is different. And so I've never been, you know, and I wasn't really interested on cashing in on something or using something as a half truth. It's either there or it's not. And I think you and I are the same in that, but I have to tell you, we're just beginning, because we are needed right now. We're just beginning, and this is our time, because people are now, those other people, I love them, because they open them up to possibility, and now we'll take them home. You and I are going to take them home.
Well, beautiful. I would like that. I like that, walking ourselves back home. Yes, I really, you know, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank
you for including me in that. I do think it's time, because we've gotten way, we as far out as we have gone, we need to, you know, we need to remember that as far out as we go, we're also going as that far in. And I need to pay attention to that direction.
Well,
you know, I'm getting ready right now, literally, to go camping for the next 3 or 4 days. And that's where I get so much from that, because I'm away from the electronics. I'm away from anyone being able to connect with me. I mean, more or less. And I can just stop and listen.
Right, and the sounds that you hear are different, because when you're sitting
completely,
the bird songs go through you, the gurgling of the brooks, and you get to hear the sounds of nature, which actually attune you and ground you. So, you know, getting away with that, going into that kind of thing is really great. Now,
that's my responsibility, as saying that I'm in the healing profession. I feel for me it's my responsibility to do this. How can I talk about healing if I'm not doing my own healing? You know? So, you know, it's a very self-centered thing that I'm doing, because I need it.
Well, it's the physician heal thyself. I mean, you can't help other people. It's like you're on the airplane, you know, and you're on the airplane, and all of a sudden, you know, the turbulence comes, and they say put the mask on yourself first before you put it on the kid. And there's, yeah. that's what it is. I mean, we have to take care of ourselves. The same thing, me being a psychic, everybody said, well, I want to be a psychic. I say, why? I'm on a certain diet. I have to keep a certain frequency. I have to keep, you know, I have to be pure 100% in mind, body, and spirit. So, you know, I said, this is a, you know, I can only eat certain foods. You know, I can't, you know, I have to exercise. I have to take care of this body because that's what's housing my spirit. And if everything goes, then we're in a lot of trouble. And that's why I like this book, too, because, you know, part of what you're saying is that it's all about the listening. So let's get back a little bit so that people understand about your book, because I want people to buy this book because it's great. What do you mean by it's all in the listening? You know, you say that everything's all about the listening, and we were going into that, I think.
Well, it's all about, yeah, what do I mean by that? It's again, it's what we were just saying about it's time to go deeper and deeper. First I have to start learning to listen to my own self. Then I have to learn to listen to nature. I need to learn to listen. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, codependency, because that's sort of where a lot of us began, is that, you know, I was always psychic or I was always sensitive, which so many of us are, and I was always listening to what other people were needing, going to need, wanted, anticipating, and then it gets into a little bit of a sickness, yes? You know, how to stay with myself, how to listen to others in terms of healing, but how to listen and pay attention to what is deeper inside of me than just my personality, you know, my wants, my gets, my needs, you know, what. And I have to get really quiet, and sometimes I have to get really, really loud to get really, really quiet. You know, I have to empty. I have to go out into nature. I have to slow down my life, my electronic life. I have to slow it, you know, down or get away from it as much as I can so I can listen to that which is calling or talking to me or me needing to pay attention to. And I think part of what I would notice myself when I was traveling a lot, when I was a younger woman and just traveling and teaching and da 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 da, and I loved it, but I would start not listening. You know, I was too busy doing, I couldn't listen. It's not right or wrong, but I need to take some time, which is why we're fortunate to be in this business, because I can't be in the business if I don't take time to take care of myself, just like what you were saying. I cannot do this work if I don't eat what really feeds this body. If I trash myself, I am not a clear enough channel for me, anyway. And so there's a lot of responsibility, you know, when people say, oh, I want to be a healer, I want to be a healer. I don't know if they're saying it as much now as they used to, but I want to be a healer. And basically I kept saying, well, all we're really saying is that I need to heal myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of the things. I mean, that's when my daughter was going into school and she wanted to be a psychologist, I said, okay. I said, so, you know, most psychologists go into the business to heal themselves, you know. So that rings true. You know, it's funny that I know that when, like, it's very strange, but I talk to my body all the time, and I talk to the tissues and whatever, and I actually talk to them, and then I thank them for doing everything that they're doing for me. And in your book, you talk a little bit, which I thought was really interesting, is, that you have kind of like a body listening prayer, and that you can help mend the body through listening. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Well, like what we were just saying, listening. First, you know, instead of my personality or all of my tools that I have about fixing this, fixing that, knowing this, knowing that, and the psychology of it or the medicinals of it, I need to, you know, so that's all good. I'm grateful that I have all that in my little, you know, storehouse here. but I need to get really direct, go directly to that, my liver, go directly to my intestines, go directly to my insanity at the moment and say, what do you need? You know, what would you have me know? And so I have, sometimes I have to let, you know, I have to, I mean, this didn't just come. This takes, gosh.
Training.
You know?
Yeah, and listening.
it takes a lot of time and a lot of listening to be willing to get away from what I know to see what I don't know. Because I think that basically I'm always going or want to go to that which I don't know, because my knowing, nothing's wrong with it, but it just got me to here. Now I need to keep going to what I don't know, you know. And that it's not dismissing what I know, it's adding to it. It's deepening with it. It's widening it. It's expanding it to now. Where am I now? You know, what I needed at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 is not what I need as I go into my, you know, this next
chapter,
80.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. It's so different. I'm shocked how different it is of what really interests me now.
I know. I keep trying to run away, but they keep coming. It keeps coming back. They're saying, come in, you got to do this now. I'm going, well, okay. And I seem to always have enough energy. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more with Vicki Dodd. And by the way, while we're on break, go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and buy her book, Healing Through Sound. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have someone really special with us. Her name is Vicki Dodd, and she wrote a really good book called Healing Through Sound. And the book is actually a really play-by-play instruction book, as much as it can be, because everybody's different. So, but she gives a plethora of information on exercises and all sorts of things so that you can actually help yourself heal, which is a great thing. And also while you're doing that, you're learning her methods, you're also learning a little bit more about yourself and about the universe, and you're becoming actually one and vibrating so that, you know, whatever you need, in sound or whatever you need is coming to you. So it's a very good way of understanding healing in an old way that's a new way that's a your way. Just how about that one? That was a good one, Vicki. Yeah. Anyway, tell us a little bit about the vocabulary of sounds and what is the power of the hum about?
Well, the hum. I'll just start with the hum.
Okay.
And we just love the hum. The body loves the hum. Anybody can hum. You can hum silently. You don't have to even, you know, hum. You know, it's soothing. The nervous system loves it. This is my experience anyway with thousands of bodies I've worked with, so I think I can say the nervous system loves the sound of our voice, and the hum is such a soothing, and it's in all cultures. It's all hum, you know, and the nervous system, I'm always about the nervous system. Linda, I've been a body worker for, you know, at least 60 years or so, and we're always needing to soothe this little nervous system of ours. It does so much, and it's just bombarded with, especially the more and more that, like here you and I are on all of our electronics, and that's life as we know it now. So I need to even do more humming, more sound in this way to soothe my system. To smooth it, to relax it, to lubricate it. We are water. We want to stay juicy, as Hildegard de Bingham, at least that's what I was told she said. Maybe she didn't say it. But, you know, it's like we know that that is a state of health. When we get dry, it's not, you know, it's not healthy. We need to stay juicy. So our humming kind of keeps juicing and keeping us liquid, keeping our liquid. And because in all dis-ease, it is a lack of juice on some level. I'm not saying this is the whole thing, but I'm needing to include it. I'm needing to include lubrication. Yes. So it's finding the right balance of that, and the pH is a whole other thing. But basically, where am I going with this? Humming keeps a movement of my liquid. I'm wanting to keep movement going on in my body. Even if I work with people who were paralyzed, if I could get them even thinking, you know, think the hum, think that kind of, hear yourself inside, you know, making that sound, you know, going through that motion, and it starts waking up the juices inside of this body. It starts waking up movement. We need movement. I don't have to go out there and, you know, do jogging or calisthenics, but I need movement. And our voice, we are a liquid system, right? We're 70-80% liquid. So the more and more I can use my voice with intention to actually stir up, move, get the stuck places juicy, get some movement in those corners. And that's why I love silent sound, and I think I talk about that as well in the book, because silently, Linda, I can sound anything, anywhere. You know, our imaging, our imagination is just profound for our healing. I don't know, am I making any sense? Is this?
Oh, yeah, a lot. As a matter of fact, I know that there's been a time where I say if somebody's afraid or they're having a negative or they're feeling depressed, what I tell them to do is to hum. And as soon as you hum, it actually engages the heart, and it kind of helps, like, to lower your blood, you know, you know, lower your high blood pressure and whatever. So, and then I'm right. And Jonathan Goldman, who has a show on the network, he wrote a book called The Humming Effect, where when you're humming, it actually increases nitric oxide, which helps the body. So it's not just, there's so much to it that, and it's very easy to do, and people go out and try and do all these crazy things that may not even work by taking drugs and all sorts of stuff when they should be starting with themselves and finding out what the cause is. And I think people are just lazy these days. They want a quick fix, and sometimes you can't have a quick fix. You know, you don't learn the lessons when you're doing that, and you don't get self-empowerment. And so what you're teaching people is how to use sound, whether you're making it in your head or you're making it physically with your voice, or you're listening to the outside, or you're listening to the sounds of the water passing through your body, or the sounds of your cells, or what your stomach is telling you. And it told me that I want some more protein. But, you know, I can't shut it up. But that's what, you know, so that's what your book is teaching you, is that you, again, taking sound and understanding it from a basic level of yourself helps everything in you, your mind, your body, your spirit. It keeps you centered. It helps you heal. It's just everything, right?
Yes, I think it's everywhere and everything. And one of the reasons that I'm so grateful that this book, because I've been doing this work, you know, for 60 years. Jonathan and I go back all those years, and he said, I wanted to demystify, you know, there's been too, you know, it's like, I don't need to create mystery. There is plenty of mystery. Thank goodness. Say mystery, stay, you know. But, you know, but to demystify the use of our own voice for our own nurturing, for our own soothing, for our own healing. And that whether you can make sound or not make sound, it's not about the right pitch, you know, like really just, I just wanted to make it simple, you know.
Right.
I'm an elder now. I don't think I'm going to write another book on sound, you know. So may it contain very simplistic ways. I mean, We get very complicated, 400, 500 pages. I'm not going to read it, you know. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep our sound simple. Don't even analyze it. We have to do it. I cannot know a thing about sound if I don't make sound.
No, that's the truth, isn't it? And it's the same.
You know?
I think you're right. I think your book is very easy to use. We're going to have to take another break, but we're going to be right back with Vicki Dodd for the last 8 minutes of this. And in the meantime, buy her book, Healing Through Sound. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Vicki Dodd, and she is the author of Healing Through Sound, and it's a wonderful place where you can awaken your audible body that's inside of every cell of your body, and you can interpret it to help you heal on a mind, body, and spirit level. Vicki, are you there? Okay. Anyway, so we're going to get to Vicki, and Vicki, how does sound change the physical form?
How does sound change the physical form?
Yes.
Well, basically coming from experience, but also just for us to remember that we are 70-80% liquid, and that sound is this very complementary. So we sound, and it actually starts moving our liquid. That's why it's such a healing. That's part of its healing, is that it actually allows movement to come through the molecular structure, and it changes our form. I used to do these classes in my teaching, of having people watch me, you know, observe me, noticing how my posture was, how my emotional field felt to them. However they observed, I wanted them to just to observe my body, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, however they perceived, before sounding. And then I would sound myself, and then how they would perceive. And that's what I used to do before and after pictures, Linda, of people before and after they sounded themselves. We are a liquid system. Our structure changes form. Sound changes form, rearranges form, creates form. So it really, I wanted to make it, you know, I wanted to be like very real, embodied. I'm a body worker first and foremost. So it's like, yes, yeah, sound changes form. So it becomes very, very important. Like what I am thinking is sound, how I speak is sound, you know, so everything that I am doing is shaping my being. Now, we know this intellectually, and I was trying to make it more and more, you know, obvious, like, you know, here's my body before sound, here's my body after sound, here's your body before, how much weight do you feel in your feet before you sound, how much weight do you feel after, you know, the pain you're talking about, is it still there? I mean, sound basically is rearranging our shaping. And often I just need to rearrange my shape because I have just become shaped by my environment, my emotion. I just had an argument. I'm in a hurry, whatever. But I need to really acknowledge that I am shaped by sound, and that I can, yeah, I can reshape myself. I can start my day again by some sound, you know? I don't know. Did that follow anything that you were asking?
Yes, actually it did. And also, sound can change, you know, if you're, I don't know, a lot of times, if I'm anxious, and every once in a while when I'm driving, because I've been so psychic that it's very hard for me to drive because I hear what everybody's thinking in every car. When you're on a freeway, there's 1,000 people, and I'm sitting there going, just shut the hell up. I mean, you know. But so a lot of times what I'll do is I will put on certain music for me that will zen me out, that will allow me to be aware of what's going on in front of me, but also take that calmness and say, okay, I'm not allowing that outside forces to come in anymore. I'm not allowing that outside sound to come in. I'm going to have my body take what it needs from this music or this particular thing that I do. And it could be me just talking about a stream and leaves going down a stream. It doesn't necessarily have to be just music or anything. It could be anything that is getting me to focus more on me, but and get the other stuff out. Other things that I do is if I'm helping to heal people through energy, you know, hands-on healing and energy. I'm not certainly like you with that, but I am good in my own right. And so sometimes I will actually have to do sounds when I'm pulling disease or things out of the body. I actually have to do sound, and then I'll actually do sound to make sure that it's out of me, you know. So
absolutely.
And you know, and right. So right, and so that's what I'm saying. You do it naturally, but what you're trying to tell people is if you're doing it naturally, there's a reason for this, and so just be aware of it so that when you need to use it, it's right there at your fingertips. I think that's what this book is all about, right?
Well, yes, in terms of just demystifying, making it simple, knowing that it is a part of our, you know, putting it into the toolbox of our other healing modalities. Mainly demystifying, you know. I think that you and I share this. I've always been psychic. I've always been sensitive. I've always been yakety yak, right? So that part of we find in a lot of us in the healing world is that we had to do all this to take care of ourselves. We had to discover different things. We had to, you know, study in many, many forms and to be able to teach and, well, to be well, for one thing. Start first, I had to be well and sane, but to teach other people as well, to give the gift. And so, yeah, I don't know where I was going, Linda. I just lost it. I looked out the window, and then I went for that bird.
But was there a sound from that bird? That's the thing. It's trying to tell you. It's okay. We're almost wrapped up. Where can people get your book, Vicki? We're out of time. So where can people find out more about you, your website, and your book?
Okay, well, my website is Sacred Sound School. One word, sacredsoundschool.com, or just Vicki Dodd at Sacred Sound School. They can write to me. They can also get ask their local bookstore to order Healing Through Sound, Awakening Your Audible Body. It's by Thin Horn Press. What else can I say, Linda? Where else could they get the book? I guess online. I know it's online.
Right.
Getting it online.
Well, I think that I want to say thank you so much. I mean, you are just a wonderful person that is giving out to the world, and I appreciate you, and you've helped so many people, and I want to say thank you for that, and I want to say thank you for being on the show, Vicki. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Linda, and I hope our paths cross in some way again.
I'm sure it will, if not here, on the other side. All right, we're going to break, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate this.
No problem. Back to break now, everyone. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's time to answer some of your questions for you. If you need information on natural health, you want a psychic reading, or you have a life problem, give me a call and use our toll-free number at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Those numbers again are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. 5444. We have Zuli from Las Vegas on. Hi, Zuli. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, I guess I was wondering, I guess, if somehow any time or one day you're going to be needing the special one for me?
Yeah, there's a couple coming up. Again, I'm seeing some kind of blockage, and I don't understand what that is, but there's, I think what the blockage is because, I think God wants to give you the right one so that you don't have to worry anymore, okay? So I think the reason that it's taking longer than I thought it would take, is because he wants it to be right. There's some things going on that this person that you're supposed to be with is doing some other challenges. He's not married. It's not anything like that, but there's other challenges. And so your paths have not crossed yet, but I can see that it's on a diagonal path. So he is on the way. So I'm thinking, I see him going in a couple of ways. And so therefore I think that, you're going to meet him, but he can take the long way or he can take the short way, and it depends on what's happening with him. And it's nothing that you're doing. It's not where you have to be. It's coming. And I would think that September would be the latest time that you would meet him. And a lot of things that I think, too, would be that if you are, sometimes you might meet him – but it may not be, you won't recognize it. So make sure that you're open up to seeing things beyond what you're seeing now. Just be open, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, then. Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now. And we have another caller, I think, and we have Bree from Los Angeles. Hey, Bree, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering what you saw for me this summer or coming up these next few months. And I also wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I can tell you that there's going to be what I'm being told is that you have to take a vacation, okay? You have to plan a trip that is to England or whatever. And it has to be where you are maybe with a group, and it has to be with you alone, okay? So that you can get some new experiences. And I'm feeling that there's some kind of a tour, like with book tours, like, you know, going to ancient, to Shakespeare's house or to Emily Dickinson's house or, you know, Jane Austen's house, or there's some kind of tour that you can do that you're going to meet some really great people on, including a romance. So if you can try planning that, if you can't get through this year, then try planning one for next year. But you need to be on your own with it, okay? Not with anybody else, or with a friend, but not a parent or whatever. It has to be you, so that you can be able to meet someone freely. The other thing is there's a job enhancement or a job enrichment. If you were to choose, there is something that you can do, whether it's reading to kids or starting a new program in where you're working now, that will show them that you're having some thoughts and new initiatives. And when you do this over the next couple of months, it's going to propel them to want to promote you or do some other things with you. Now, have you been asked to get a promotion but leave where you're at?
Not currently. No.
Okay, right, but you didn't want to leave, right, because you're very used to that?
Yeah.
Okay, the problem is that you gotta leave, okay? Yeah. Okay, and I don't know if you're going to have to leave, but what I'm saying is that you, whenever you feel a thing where you don't want to do something, then you have to do it. Because you're getting stuck. And, you know, if for you to kind of really move your life into the next phase, you have to do things differently. So if it's not to put you in harm's way, if it's not like, okay, you got to go work in Compton, if it's to move to another location, you have to not feel safe anymore, okay? You're stopping your life by feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no safe. When you're going to go, you're going to go, right? So you might as well experience that. So I'm seeing that there's a lot of new opportunities coming for you and that you should grab them. Don't second guess yourself. Just if you're saying, oh, I don't want to do it, and then something's telling you to do it, it might be my voice in your head. Might be my voice in your head. then just do it. As long as it's not putting you in harm's way and it's giving you new experiences, it's going to open up your life. And I see that this is a time where your life will be open to many new opportunities and many new things that will make you happy in the long run. All right?
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else want to call? Give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to help you get what you desire or whatever, you know, that's the kind of stuff. Okay, so I had a reading and a healing that I did this Saturday and this past Saturday, and it was a person that had a problem with a relationship that had, I'm not going to say who or what, but it was it was not really upfront, but it was a long-term relationship that needed to be released. And what I did with him was when I was dating this shaman guy, he had said, well, you know, you have this relationship issue that you can't break. And I'm going, well, probably. So he said, well, let me try and break it for you. And what he did was he used a wand of smoky quartz. So what I did was I said, hey, this shaman did this with me and he showed me how to do it. I'm going to try it for you and I'm thinking it's going to work. And guess what? It worked. So it was really good. So anyway, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about smoky quartz because that's up front and center for us. So smoky quartz is kind of like a smoky gray to dark smoky gray and black. So it's very smoky. It's very smoky quartz, you know. Anyway, it helps a lot of the chakras and it also helps the hands and the feet, and the energy can penetrate and actually transform negative emotions and negative energy patterns, and it tends to penetrate and dissolve the energy fields which have been generated from the negative thought forms, and it stops anger and resentment. So smoky quartz is a very good piece of tool, a gemstone tool that you can have in your toolbox. Now, it can be used to gently dissolve negative energies and emotional blockages, and it softens the negative energy and allows the positive frequencies to enter into the realm of where it was affected, right? And it works to dissolve the resultant formations and the effects, the disorders, and the dis-ease which a problem has created. So it's really great to have. Anyway, in healing, smoky quartz is a very good healing stone. It helps so many things. It helps to regulate the liquids within the body, which we were talking about before, equilibrium, and it can also be used to dissipate congestion from the physical organs and glands. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. You know that music? That music is telling us it's time to go. The party's over, at least until next week. Anyway, if you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Visit my site, my website, lindamckenzie.net. That's MACKENZIE.net. Because that's where all my events are. And there's so many wonderful things coming that I'm going to share with you, including a new TV show. So here's Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of fun, productivity, and truth.